The heads of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus and Michelle O'Neill, have announced they will step down. The women served as the peak body's secretary and president, respectively, for the better part of a decade. And ACTU President Michelle O'Neill joins me now. Michelle, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
Why now?
It's the right time. We thought about this and we just think that it's time for renewal. The union movement is in good shape. We've seen changes in workers' rights that have made a big difference in workers' lives. We've seen the union movement starting to grow for the first time in decades. And next year will be the 100th anniversary of the ACTU. So we think it's time for a new leadership team to come in. We didn't want next year to be a nostalgic year. We thought it was really important that at the next Congress that new leaders could be looking to the future. And for all those reasons, we think now's the right time.
And why you and Sally McManus are together? There'll be a few months separating your departures, but it's obviously something that both of you have discussed at some length.
Look, we've had the opportunity to be a team, and a team that's been very trusting of each other and have had the great privilege of having the confidence and trust of the Australian trade union movement and its members, and that makes me feel very, very lucky. And so I think we're staggering it a little bit. Sally will be finishing at the end of August, and I'll stay for a couple of more months to support the new secretary and then the new president coming in, and I'll finish up between now and the end of the year. But it feels like that having a good, strong, united team and a new one coming in is the best thing for workers, and it's best things for the union movement, and that's why we came to the decision.
You're saying that there's been a slight uptick in union membership, but it's still historically very low. The figure's around 2024 at 13.1%. Why do you think that number remains relatively, well, historically low?
It is lower than it's been historically, but that increase that happened, and we get these figures every 2 years, but that increase in the 2 years up to 24 was a 12.5% increase, which was the largest increase in two generations. And we see these figures now at the ACTU since then continuing to come through with our membership figures from affiliates. So the fact that that's turned around, I think, is the most important thing to concentrate on. It's tough because industries are different, jobs are different, the world's a different place from it was 50, 60, 100, 120 years ago. But what I know is that unions are the thing that make the difference for working people in this country. They're the things that make a difference for wages, for safety, for conditions, for rights. And the very good part of the news about that turnaround in figures was it was driven by young workers, younger workers seeing unions as relevant to them.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill. One of the controversies that's shaped your tenure was the Victorian branch of the CFMEU under the leadership of John Setka. The reverberations of that are still being felt, and the full extent of that is still not fully known. Do you see any hope the union can emerge from this turbulent period?
It's essential that it does, Sally, because workers who work in the construction industry around this country are, by and large, hardworking, good people who work in tough and dangerous jobs, and they deserve a great union. They deserve a union that is completely free of any violence or corruption or organised crime. And so it is essential that change happens in this industry, because it's what's needed to be able to make sure that those jobs are safe and good jobs. It's a hard job. The administration's been in place for 2 years now in the CFMEU, but what we know is that organised crime, particularly in Victoria, has its teeth in this industry. And so it's essential that everything is done that is going to make a difference to get them out and to give people the chance to be able to have the sort of union and industry they deserve to have.
The fact that the CFMEU was able to go so far astray, is that a failure of the broader union movement? And how do you reflect on the economic and social cost to the people of Victoria, with estimates of up to $15 billion being lost in corruption under Big Build and other projects?
The way we look at this is that we know that when it became clear that action had to be taken, the ACTU leadership, which was not just Sally and I, but in fact the whole of the ACTU executive, drew a line and said, this is unacceptable. We will not stand by and see a union that's been infiltrated by people whose interest was themselves. Look, I mean, I think we made the decision at the time that we had the information and we acted fast, we acted decisively. We'd previously stood up and called out behaviour in the union that was unacceptable in terms of leaders and their domestic violence record. It is, I think, clear that we knew that what was right for working people is that there was no place for anything to do with violence and corruption in our union movement, and we acted on it. But the other thing to say, Sally, is that when you look around Australia and you look at the workers in unions across every industry and sector, you've got people every day trying to fight to keep workers safe. The largest union in Australia by far is the nurses union. And you've got nurses and teachers and factory workers and workers in every town and city in this country who need a union movement that's strong and a union movement that stands by its values. And that's what we did.
On the day that Sally McManus was announced as Secretary of the ACTU, she went on 7:30 with Lee Sales and was asked the following. Let's take a listen.
Do you believe in the rule of law?
Yes.
Given that, will the ACTU consider distancing itself from the CFMEU, which has faced 118 separate legal proceedings where it's been found to have either broken the law or acted in contempt of court?
There's no way we'll be doing that. I'll tell you this, the CFMEU, when they've been fined for taking industrial action.
Illegal industrial action?
Might be illegal industrial action according to our current laws, and our current laws are wrong. It shouldn't be so hard for workers in our country to be able to take industrial action when they need to.
Yet nonetheless, we live in a country where there are laws that are established by a parliament that all citizens are expected to abide by. So regardless of whether you agree or disagree with those laws, you said that you believe in the rule of law.
Yeah, I believe in the rule of law where the law is fair, when the law is right. But when it's unjust, I don't think there's a problem with breaking it.
Did Sally McManus get it wrong?
You, in listening to that, and as you say, it was Sally's first interview back in 2018, she drew a very clear distinction. And Sally, that distinction was about industrial laws. She has never, and I have never, defended any criminality, any violence, any corruption. And those laws are there for a reason. And that's why action is now being taken and has been taken over the last 2 years in terms of the construction industry. So I think that distinction was very clear and it stands today.
What's next for you, Michelle O'Neill?
Look, Sally, when I look at the sort of 47 new workers' rights that are now enshrined and the fact that they're starting to really make a difference on things like the gender pay gap, on workers' safety, on there being more secure jobs now than there's been in decades, I feel like I want to make sure that this transition works, that I'm here to support first the new secretary and then leave when there's a new president over the next few months. For me personally, I want to take a moment to breathe. I know more about what I won't do than what I will do, but that's okay. I'm very happy to take some time to think about it. I know that I won't become a politician because I decided that many, many years ago and have never, ever changed my view about that. But I'm, you know, excited to see what's next for the union movement and very happy to take a moment to see what's next for me.